I'm going to start this with us laughing.
Living with other
people. Gotta get the giddy laugh in there. That's Luke right there.
That sounds just that like was it. Way too good. That was just, way too good.
I thought he was here for a second.
He's got me to do it a few times.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, that's scary. So, welcome to another random episode of Expectation vs. Reality, Living with Others. This is Alex. I've never lived alone.
This is Jeremiah. I've had roommates.
This is Justin. I've lived with my parents and siblings and my wife. And now I'm a kid.
Yeah.
Which well, changes everything.
The kids are roommates.
How many months did you have your house before Tia moved
so in? I met Tia in the same month. As I moved in. Yeah, we met on eHarmony. And then I lived by myself until probably 6 months. Oh. And then she moved in soon after.
Still, that's 6 months of paradise.
Yeah, no, I guess.
You're dating someone, but you kind of just home to your house?
You kind of just sit there and you look around and you're like, this house is way too quiet.
But everything stays the same. You leave, you come back to the same mess as you left.
The same mess, yeah.
There's not new ones.
True.
Did you reenact the scene from Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Never seen it.
I've seen that movie, but it's been a while. Which scene are you talking about?
Is that the one where he slides in on his underwear?
Oh, yeah. He's mocking the Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
You slide into your kitchen and you're under everything. It's time to make a sandwich.
We just want
to
go through our living history.
Do it. Let's do it. Okay, so once you were out of high school, what were you expecting your living situations to be like?
We entered college, all going to high school and college together.
Yeah,
I was still living with my parents. And at that time, I think Luke had just gotten his own room. So 18, 19 years old, maybe a little bit earlier, might have been 16, 17. Finally have my own room.
Yeah.
Never knew what that was like.
Yeah.
For the longest.
Yeah. I remember you were excited because you were like, you guys come over and see my room.
Did I?
You had, like, this, didn't you have like the shelves of like stuff? The
ledging.
Yeah, the ledging, and you had...
That was going to be a second or another tier of the house.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't originally. You have like alien toys or something up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Luke has a bunch of alien toys. I actually sold all of mine.
Yeah. I remember walking in and you were like, see all this area? It's all mine.
You were super excited. It was cute.
Yeah. Like you said, the capsule house, though. Some people call it the Uniboob.
The Uniboob. Definitely correct.
But man, coming out of high school, I didn't know what to expect. I was kind of hoping that if college went right, we'd all go get our own place together, but we didn't.
We talked about that briefly.
We entertained the idea. I think it would have worked out fine.
And then we were like, we like each other, though. We don't want to hate each other.
That's true. One of the things that people always say is don't room with people you like.
Yeah. Which we even extended the offer to you, now that I'm thinking about it, when you were moving back to from
to
Florida.
House,
yeah, we were like, you can...
Four
I was like, you can stay with us if you want.
God, living with my parents again was so bad.
Once you experience not being in your parents' house, it's hard to go back to being in your parents' house.
Yeah.
What did you expect after high school, since you raised the question?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good starting point.
Boy.
I
knew I was going to be with my parents for a little while after high school, especially since I was going to college so close.
Yeah.
Just to save money on rent, because
what he's saying is you can't afford it.
Rent's too high. Nope. I did the same thing.
True. Rent is crazy.
It's to the point where if you're going to rent an apartment, you might as well entertain the idea of getting a house, because you're going to be making the same mortgage payment.
Yeah, but when you look at that and you see interest payment and then you see principal, you're like, oh my God, I'm not paying this.
First few years are all interest.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, I was expecting to move out eventually. I expected to room with strangers.
Really?
Yeah. And just cross my fingers and hope I didn't murder somebody.
Or get murdered.
That's why they call hostels, right?
If I think you're going to kill me within the first week, I better get to you first. It's a race to see.
Kill or be killed.
There you go.
There's three of us and we don't make enough for food. One of you is dying tonight.
I refuse to be prey.
Or food. What about you, Justin?
I knew I was going to be commuting. So I knew I was going to be living from home and with my family, parents, and siblings. Both my siblings were still in high school, and both my parents were teachers. So during the summers, I saw them a lot. And during the school years, it was mostly just evenings when I didn't have classes that day. So I had a lot of freedom, give or take, and didn't have to worry about rent. So couldn't complain too much.
I remember later on in our college as well, we started doing night classes too.
Man, yeah.
Those were the best and worst classes. Yes. Because you always got out early, but you were so tired.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to keep my classes 2 days a week. Only on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I tried and that and then Monday, Wednesdays, and both of them were disastrous.
Scheduling that was a nightmare. Yeah. But
you could still work two jobs and do it.
Yeah, you do what you have to.
Yeah.
Once I graduated college, though, I still lived with my parents for just a little bit longer and then bought my own place. And
what's the thought behind that, though?
I can't stand
it here anymore.
It felt like it was time.
Okay.
It was just kind of okay. I've gone to school. I got my degree now. I have my job. I feel like I should be on my own and supporting myself. Not that my parents were fully supporting me. I was paying for a lot of my own stuff, but it just felt like time for me. Like, mm-hmm. I was 21,
it was the next
almost
step.
22, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I can't stay home forever. Let's get some new experiences. Let's get out from this sheltering myself and branch out.
I know my parents aren't going to listen to this. I hated living with them again. It's so hard to go back to their rules and their other things. And I'm pretty sure they have mold, but no, I know they have mold. I've seen it.
Oh, jeez. Nobody forced me out of my house. It's just, like you were saying, Justin, just comes to a point where I think every guy who has any semblance of individuality or independence gets to a point where they say it's time for me to just get my own space, and having a room is not enough space, so you want more space.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually that'll lead you to an apartment, and eventually that apartment's not going to be enough space because usually somebody else is with you sometimes.
Yeah.
And then you get even more space.
I was shocked when I moved that my room filled the whole house. I was like, where did all this stuff come from? Right? I was like, how
did I live like this?
Yeah, I get you.
I had this all in one room, and now it's all over in this house in its own spot, and I'm like, I did not realize I had this much crap.
But before we moved out of our respective parent homes, we went down to Florida. Justin tried to come with.
Yep.
Yeah,
we've talked about this before.
But we roomed at Disney, and oh man, I still remember getting there at like 3 a.m.
I remember sleeping in the car that
night. Was not fun.
No.
Did you guys drive down together?
Yeah.
Okay.
His car. I should have brought mine too.
You leave your car up here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't your parents drive it down?
In October.
In October.
After we got there, late August. But we're like, Disney gave us options of like, hey, we're going to take it out of your weekly check.
Right. I remember them explaining.
The less roommates, the more expensive.
It's dumb.
And then there's Vista Way, Chatham, which is where we stayed, and then Patters or something like that.
So, Chatham, where we stayed.
What's the mid-tier?
I thought that was the poor one.
No, Vista Way was the poor one.
No, I thought Vista Way was the one with the international students.
No, that was I have to look it up. But no, they had a completely different one I didn't mention.
Oh.
And that was the one on the way to Chatham from this day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Fair enough.
I liked ours. Ours was okay.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all.
There wasn't tons of spiders.
No.
Ooh. Except for that one that hung out. I still have good pictures of him.
Didn't we give him a name? We gave him a name.
I don't remember. I remember I finally killed him by spraying Easy Off on him.
Easy Off? You drowned him in Easy Off.
I did. I have great pictures of doing that too.
So you Easy Offed him?
I wanted him dead. Geez. He was terrifying looking. I was like, you're cool. You're hanging out here. One day you're going to make your way in here and kill me.
So Alex decided to waterboard a spider.
I did.
With Easy Off.
He deserved it.
I'm sorry. Baptized in freedom.
But we went with the cheapest option as possible, but not in Vista. We went with Chatham.
Yeah.
And did 4-bedroom, which means 8 people.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I will
How
say
big
this
was this apartment?
It was big enough.
It was big enough, yeah.
Because let's be honest, a lot of us weren't all there at the same time.
Disney works you like a slave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that all the time.
Like, some of us worked at different parks. So,
yeah, yeah. And you were Epcot.
I was Epcot.
You Magic were Kingdom. Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom.
We had somebody who worked at the water park.
We can say their names. It's fine.
I don't remember who worked at the water park.
Did Gabe work at the water parks and then transferred? So Thiago, where did he work?
Brazilian I think he worked roommate. At the water park, too, because he wore the swimming trunks.
Yeah. He was awesome.
And nothing else, ladies.
No.
Nothing else.
He would sit and just play his, was it a ukulele or a guitar?
A ukulele. Yeah. He was a cool dude. He wanted to be a doctor. I remember that.
I wonder what he's up to.
Probably living the good life in Brazil.
Yeah, that's true.
Still wearing only swim trunks.
So cool. Yeah. Man. Well, they came from all over the place.
Yeah.
Because Gabe drove one of the boats.
The boats that takes you from your hotel to the park.
Yeah, that is right.
Cool.
That's what he did.
Crazy shifts.
Logan was a lifeguard at the water park.
Yeah, I don't know who he saved. he was your lifeguard and raft.
He was like getting saved by a polar bear.
So he was a bigger guy.
He offered you a Coke afterwards. He was tall and large.
Yeah.
But he was a strong swimmer, from what I understand.
Swim
with him.
He had a lot of power behind that size. It's like running on a motor. Like, what, 4 horsepower?
Yeah. And there is Colton from Colorado. I felt like he was my brother.
He worked at one of the food places at the hotels.
He did, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He got lucky that he worked in one of the parks as food service.
He lucked
Colton
out.
Was always really cool, though. I always appreciated him
Colton
being around.
Colton from Colorado.
Yeah.
Working culinary.
Yeah.
Colton from Colorado working culinary.
But again, he always felt like somebody we would hang out with back in Ohio. Yeah. So I was fine with that. Mr. Katz.
Is that a compliment?
Let's go! Adam Katz. Oh my god.
Jersey Shore made real.
Yeah. Straight from Jersey.
Get in the car.
Get the car to the car garage.
Just listening to him talk was amazing. Especially when he got agitated.
Interesting human.
I'd say at the end of the day, I think we lucked out with our roommates.
Yeah, because they were all cool. Different, but really cool.
We were all
Adam loved
chill.
To stay up late, though.
We were forgetting...
Probably am.
Guy from Philly.
Oh, he's so quiet all the time. Keep going, I'll find him.
But yeah, he was cool too. Everybody was chill.
He was really... I mean, it's been long enough. I think we can kind of talk crap about people.
I think the best thing...
We'll never hear this, right?
The best thing we did is that first night...
Do it!
The first night we all moved in, everybody that would later hang out the entire time...
Yeah.
Went out that night. Just hung out with each other, get to know each other.
You got to talk about your guys' Halloween things.
Oh my gosh. Weren't you a Hershey bar? Was that the year you did the Hershey bar?
No, it was that year, but it was something different.
But we had Dan and Patrick as neighbors, too, people next to us.
I'm still friends with Dan.
Sean,
yeah. Sean.
Sorry, Sean.
Sorry, Sean.
There's Thiago. I gotta press on this.
Beautiful Brazilian boy.
See if I can find look at this picture.
He looks like a picture of like that Brazilian guy girls fall in love with. Like,
yeah,
just picture perfect.
He's the doctor you want him to help.
Thiago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Song. Sound.
Huh. Yeah. Talk to him on a party bus.
Oh, I think we're forgetting somebody else.
Huh. I'm going through his Facebook now.
That one weird guy that we can't remember his name. The girlfriend.
Oh,
issues.
Yeah. I don't remember.
He ended up self-terminating, like you said.
Yeah. Well, you know, a little bit of advice for our listeners in case you are considering doing a
some
kind of work
Jeremiah.
Program with your significant other. Don't.
Don't get your honeys where you get your monies.
There you go. Don't.
Charles married.
Oh, yeah. I think he had a fiance when he was there.
What?
Yeah.
He didn't invite me.
A guy that looks like him.
Oh, I know.
They do not stay single for very long.
That's so true.
And whoever gets them wants to put that on lockdown.
That's what Adam Katz was the last person. So I went to Colton's Facebook and then I looked up mutual friends and that's how I found
there
everybody.
You go. There you go.
I think 8 roommates with guys is
manageable.
Better chance of it working out than 8, you know, girls.
Did they have co-ed?
Did they?
No. The only thing is that they had rule-wise was if you were under 21 and you were rooming with somebody 21, the person over 21 had to sign something saying I would not have alcohol on the premises.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And they would do inspections.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
But then was there a stigma around people staying over at your place?
Oh, they hated that shit.
The amount of times I woke up to work and got a bowl of cereal only to look over and see somebody sit up on a couch. I'm like,
Sarah, look,
I'm just going to finish my Fruit Loops. You don't have to tell me anything. You don't even have to say anything. I won't even turn this into a walk of shame. Just let me finish my bowl of Fruit Loops.
Because I'm about to do a 12-hour shift.
I got my
Game Boy Advance.
And I ain't got time to care about this.
Yeah, they, after 10 o'clock, like, you supposedly had to leave. After 11, they would come do inspections, but they never really did. And if they found anybody, they would supposedly terminate them or give them a warning first or whatever.
I think there was, like, a three-strike system with certain things.
Probably.
Others were, like, an instant termination.
One that would have got me terminated that I did later after you left, I was rooming with Just Mason. I did a one-bedroom after doing that.
Yeah.
I stuck my girlfriend at the time in through the trunk of my car. Yeah. And sometimes they would do random inspections on cars when you're checking back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had her in the trunk.
Oh, my God.
And I think the one way I got away with it, the guy's like, hey, how you doing tonight? I was like, I gave him my pass again. I was like, man, I'm so tired. I worked such a long shift. And he's like, oh, I know that. Go along, man. I'm pretty sure I would have been stopped for an inspection if I wouldn't have said anything.
You snuck her in your trunk?
Nice. Yeah, twice.
Oh,
two or three times.
Man.
It's awesome.
Mickey Madness right there.
Yeah, jeez. But they would also want your license plates, so they'd go around and check license plates, see
sure.
if anybody was staying from other complexes and stuff.
Mickey's
like
laying
that.
Down the law.
Yeah.
I mean, if you knew somebody who lived in the same housing complex, it was easier. Like, it was
way easier.
It was way easier to.
We made friends with a 4-bedroom, all girls.
Yeah.
And they hung out with us all the time.
Yeah.
Which was its own source of drama, but overall, I'd say it wasn't bad.
I want to apologize for how weird I was back then. It's only gotten worse.
I was going to say, you're going to apologize now, too?
It's okay. I apologize for you at the
time. It was bad. Like, I was an idiot back then.
Weren't we all?
Yeah.
We've all had our moments.
But your Halloween thing.
Do I want to tell? Okay, you've already mentioned it, so I guess we have to tell it.
Twice now.
Oh, we did mention it before, did we?
No, you brought it up a little bit ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So this all started with a little service called Chat Roulette.
Isn't that like a random
yes, it is.
Chat? Yeah, okay.
Chat Roulette and our upstairs neighbor, our Kramer.
Is that video or is that text?
Video.
Okay.
It's video.
This is 2010, people.
Our Kramer neighbor upstairs, Dan.
Yeah.
He was really our ninth roommate. We just never made it official.
He was always staying with us.
He slept under our table once. That was another interesting Fruit Loop moment.
Dude, you could just go next door.
It's fine. But he came over and he was wearing a Wolverine costume meant for like an 8-year-old. This is a grown man. This is a grown man with grown man proportions wearing a costume but his shirt ended just below his chest and the pants were really tight and ended just below his knees.
Oh man.
So we had the genius idea of going on Chat Roulette and having him dance around and see what kind of reactions we could get. I will spare you the worst examples, but we actually got somebody to write us a song. Nice acoustic number.
I do not remember this.
It was a nice little acoustic piece. It was fun. So we decided we'd all do it. So we went to our local Walmart.
Who was with you?
It was me, Colton. Was
Adam?
Adam was not there. Me, Colton, Sean was there.
Sean.
Dan and Sarah.
Okay.
Who was part of that
eight female. Yeah, yeah.
Other place we make friends with. So we all went, and all the guys in our little group bought costumes of our own. Sean ended up being Spider-Man.
Same size. Nice and small.
Oh,
who's Colton?
There's pictures there somewhere.
There are pictures somewhere. I ended up being Batman.
Colton, if you're listening to this, I'll share this with you afterwards. Please remind us what you were wearing. We'll say it on another episode.
And we just walked around our housing complex. We went to the fitness gym,
and worked out.
we did some lifts. Spider-Man spotted me. Safety first. And then we went to the front of the housing complex where people would do check-ins, and there was a bus of people coming in from work.
Oh.
actually got a few pictures.
Nice.
That is so awesome.
There is a British girl out there who has a picture of me in a Batman costume meant for an 8-year-old.
I want to see this picture.
And Dark Knight protects everyone.
That was a fun time. That was an interesting Halloween.
We had some crazy times with them. But yeah, that was the most people I've ever lived with.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, 8 people in one room, most sometimes 11.
Wow.
Or one room, one building. Dan's was kind of cool, though, because theirs was a 3-bedroom, and the 1-bedroom that would have been 4 was taken out in the stairs.
Oh.
So it was kind of cool. So they lived right above us. So we could make as much noise as we wanted.
2 people per bedroom?
Yeah. Yep.
Did you guys share a bedroom?
Yes. Thank God.
Yeah, it makes sense.
We had lockers, like, in our rooms, kind of, like, in the closet area.
Okay.
I'm glad that, like, it ended up being pretty safe. Put anything. The laptop that we're recording on was down there.
Yeah.
That's why we hung out with everybody the night we got there. Like, which one of you guys is a thief? None of us were.
The one that self-termed was the only one I was really worried about. He had some suicidal thoughts and stuff.
That's what I keep thinking, is when you say self-terminated. I'm like, did this dude kill himself?
He didn't kill himself that we know of.
No.
Okay.
As of this
hopefully
recording.
Not. I'm like, do I bring this up? Do I ask?
We hope he did not.
Yeah.
So he quit.
Yes. Hopefully he got a therapist.
Okay.
Yeah, that just means anytime you terminate at Disney, it's they didn't want you anymore.
Sure.
He just did it to himself.
Okay.
What a weird time that was.
Yeah, he was a culinary dude.
Yeah.
Wanted to be a chef.
After that, though, I lived at so many various apartments in Orlando and never again on
my own. How long until you lived with Luke?
Started 2010 August. Luke came down 2013, I want to say, that summer. So, a few years.
Yeah, yeah.
But I probably had 4 or 5 different apartments in that time. For,
I remember getting on... We would play something. Or we would FaceTime. Was it Battlefield?
Battlefront.
Oh, Battlefront.
Battlefront. That was towards the end.
I remember your desk and his desk were right next to each other, and he would always fart.
Oh, no, that's what
we're... He would be like, Jesus Christ. And you would just hear the background go... Like, what?
That was a different game. We were playing on PC for that.
Is it Overwatch?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
Was it a shooter?
I don't know. But it was just funny because I would either hear the or I would hear him go. And I'd be like, did Luke fart? And you'd be like, Jesus Christ, Luke, that smells awful.
I'd have to have a hazmat suit next to me. Just they would play something. I don't remember. It might have been StarCraft.
Could have been.
StarCraft 2 was out before I left.
It was something.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Good times.
It's forever ago.
Good time.
So long ago. And even then, I lived with David. And David was a good guy. David, I'm sorry. Please pick up after yourself a little bit more. Other than that, you were a decent friend and roommate. We all smell weird.
That's another thing about our apartment. We kind of... Okay.
It never stank. Oh,
okay,
dishes.
Hold on.
Sorry, I'm
hold on. I was about to say we were good about it. Then,
no.
Then I remembered there was another person we made friends with, also a Jersey girl.
Not Brittany?
No, it was Adriana.
Oh, that's right. She's the one I went hang out with her and the bigger lifeguard guy.
Yeah.
I went out for her birthday.
She was nice. She would also come over and do our dishes.
Yeah.
Which I felt bad about, which is why I used paper from then on. I was like, I feel uncomfortable.
I remember doing the dishes a few times.
I feel like I'm making her do it, and I don't like it.
I was raging, because there was always so many dishes. As soon as it was clean, there was 3 more dishes. And you're just like, oh my God.
And it was always pizza rolls.
It was always pizza rolls.
I think Colton always had ramen noodles, too. Maybe Adam did, too. Jesus. It was always filthy, but it never really stank.
Or after that first day, we ended up with 3 gallons of milk. It was like 4 gallons of milk.
Because we communicate. Oh, my God. I'm not going to lie. So the first time I got, like, really intoxicated was living there. Mm-hmm. And remember, we had... So 4-bedroom, which means 2 full baths and a half bath.
Okay.
So you had to share a shower with 4 other or 3 other people.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, the half bath, I remember... I had 99 apples for the first time ever. I only had a cup and a half, and it was pretty mixed with fruit punch. I remember coming home, laughing, sitting on the ground, and then crawling into that half bath and throwing up all in the toilet. And it was very red. It looked like I was, like, vomiting. It was nasty. Whoa. Did black out, I think.
I think.
This was
doesn't
9
remember.
Years ago, so
yeah.
I remembered yesterday. I do, actually. It was a good time.
So, moral of the story is, we move into a place, talk with your roommate, and decide if you need to go get a gallon of milk, or if they already got it.
Make friends with them. Don't be enemies.
Yeah. Try to build bridges. Don't burn them.
Yeah. But now, me and Luke have a house together, and that's okay. Chris, one of our friends, lived with us. That's
Max
fine.
Lived with
Max
you?
Lived with us for a little while, and sure,
puts you guys do have another roommate now?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's fine, because I'm pretty much not there on the weekends, and my girlfriend's awesome.
Yeah.
She has her own 3-bedroom condo with a dog and a cat.
Cool.
Found out I'm a little allergic.
To the cat?
Yeah, well, the animals in general. Uh-huh. So it's her, but I think it's just indoor allergies when she has baseboard heat.
Yeah, so do we.
Yeah, you know that. Yep. Dry really expensive, heat. Does nothing for you.
It's expensive during the winter. Yeah. But if you're smart during the summer, it counteracts itself.
But because of that, there's no air circulating, mm-hmm. and it's not picking up the extra dust and hair, so it just sits there.
Hence is why we are looking to move in the next 5 years.
Yeah. She and I did a deep cleaning these last week or two, and this weekend I took one allergy medicine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
But again, I don't think I'm ever going to live by myself. And I really want.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. I don't wear pants.
Please explain, what do you wear?
I don't wear pants.
Pants aren't an option at all. I'm jealous.
I don't wear pants now.
Well, I was going to say,
it's different when you're married. You don't have to wear pants.
I've seen that before.
Living in Florida with all them to the place you're at now, how big are those differences?
The place we lived in Florida was bigger because it had more bedrooms.
True.
The ceiling didn't leak. I'm at the top floor and I had a leak in my ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
Asked them to fix it. They nailed a board to my ceiling.
Wonderful.
I'm like, yeah, I'm over it. So I'm actually going to be looking for a new apartment here soon.
Oh, my God.
Please get out.
And then they had the audacity to raise my rent. So I'm like, yeah, no.
Chris wasn't living there.
Wow. Be closer to work.
Yeah.
It's right down the road.
Yeah.
That's what rent's too high.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about how we...
I know how water problems go in a house.
Yeah.
That'll be another episode.
Yes,
sure.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Currently going through that. Construction starts Monday.
But yeah, living with others, I think, is fun. It's nice to go home and have somebody to vent to. But it's also, I would like to go home and have nobody bother me.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think living with Luke's pretty good with that.
Tia, I'm talking to you right now if you're listening. Turn off the damn lights.
Chris, listen to him.
God.
Turn off
the
lights.
I love you,
don't
but turn
the
off
thermostat.
The lights.
Don't touch the thermostat.
Thankfully, we don't have a thermostat. We just got each room has a dial.
Yeah.
But no, that's my only pet peeve, really, is the lights. Just turn the lights off if you're done in that room.
Please, even other LEDs and save money.
Yeah.
Still, I don't want to talk to Lord Duke.
Which Duke is another word for Lord, so...
Some weird people.
Yeah. Well, they keep looking at us as they walk by.
I mean, it's a public library.
It's a hidden building that anybody can walk
into.
Maybe
one day we can just grab a random person and be like, hey, come here, we're going to interview you.
So, hey, I don't.
Yeah, let's see how this goes.
So what's your name?
Tell us about yourself.
Yeah. But yeah, living with others sucks, but has its benefits.
It's great.
I always expect more.
Ew.
Actually, having your own place is nice, though.
Yeah.
Living with your parents.
Just like everything else.
Minus the leaky roof.
Has its pros and cons.
And laughing at people trying to sell you cable.
No, I don't want it.
Just give me your internet baggage and leave me alone.
Yeah. That was always fun, getting that bill and your monthly charge is doubled. And you're like, wait, what? You call them and you never knew you were on a 12-month
well, that's
plan.
How they get you.
It's
a 2-year contract with 1 year of discount.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, did not realize that.
Oh, man, my internet now nice. I love it.
Yeah.
You got fiber optic?
Yeah.
Ah, of course.
Not available in our area.
Yet. It's available in my parents' area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, well, it's Capsule Corp.
We need it to be able to make more capsules. Next time on Dragon Ball Z. You know what, now that I think about it, that voice actor sounds a little bit like Optimus Prime.
Peter Cullen?
Maybe.
It might be.
Yeah.
They're all interchangeable. You can put them in whatever.
The cube before time began.
This is good.
Yo, Optimus, I'm pretty sure you guys were here during our whole every year.
Roll out.
Yeah. I don't want to pothole again.
I mean, highway.
Oh my god, we were driving around anyways.
Oh, jeez.
So, so we're going to continue to do more episodes. Feel free to, if you ever want to, write into evrpodcasts@gmail.com to give us ideas, or just to say, hey, I like this episode, or whatever. That's all I got.
Or email us and tell us we're terrible. And then why? And then just, how we can
just email us. How about that? Tell us you love us. Tell us you hate us.
Tell us no what you want threat, from please. Us. What please. You're expecting from us.
Please notice us, senpai.
Let me please say make this a reality for us.
It is evrpodcast@gmail.com. No S.
evrpodcast.
We check in frequently.
No, I don't.
We want to get big enough so we can do some ads.
Yeah, if you want to sponsor us,
feel free.
Just call us.
Yeah, we will have
just a conversation. Call us at 1-800. Don't call us. Email us.
If you want us to do a Patreon, by all means, beg us to. I do a would Patreon. Love to.
If you want to do the media for us for free, write in, because I don't want to do it.
If you have ideas for reward tiers for a Patreon, give us those ideas.
If you subscribe to our Patreon, we will start to actually record more often.
There you go.
If you don't subscribe, we'll still continue to record. Just give us money.
Yeah. Our Patreon actually doesn't exist.
Right? No.
No. No. We're currently doing this for fun and because we're passionate about it.
Yes.
So this has been EVR, Living With Others.
Hashtag I'm not Ned.
Not Alex.
I'm not Jeremiah.
And I am just in time to end this podcast.
Why are you like this?